Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a thought in the book of Matthew, chapter number 4. We're beginning in verse number 1. This week we're looking at the study of the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. The Bible says in verse 1 of Matthew 4, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." And the Bible says in verse 2, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward unhungered." Well, let's look at a couple of things here if we can. First of all, the Bible says that Christ Jesus, he was led of the Spirit. Now, the Spirit here is in capital letters, indicating that this is not just a Spirit, but it is the Spirit. The Spirit of God led the Lord Jesus into this place, first of all, of the wilderness. A place of seclusion. And of course, there the Lord Jesus began to forsake food that was needed for the nourishment of his physical body. And he was led of the Spirit into this situation. And the Bible says, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, a lot of speculation concerning and a lot of people have weighed in on the whole issue of why that the Spirit of God would have led the Lord Jesus to be led up into the wilderness to fast and then to be tempted of the devil. Why would that, what could be the possible outcome of all of this? Well, some have said that the Lord wanted to see what, wanted to test Christ. Well, my friend, that is, I think, the furthest from the truth, because, of course, Christ said the Father and I are one. And so there was never a time that Christ's impeccability or Christ's deity was in question. But rather, I think that probably for a couple of better reasons. First of all, to show the devil who Christ was, and to certainly the devil knew who he was, but to show him his impeccability, his being able to rise above temptation, but also, and I think probably even with more importance, because the scripture goes on to say, I think it's the book of Hebrews, it said it was tempted in all points like as we are. He was tempted like we are. And so the Lord Jesus, he faced the major areas that humans face in human temptation, and he faced those, and he did so successfully without yielding to that temptation. And so Jesus was led up in the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights." Now, I've never done this, but I've read after some folks who say that after in a prolonged fast, after several weeks of fasting, that the digestive tract tends to, I guess, calm down to a degree, and that the immense hunger pains tend to leave, at least the, you know, those starvation type pains that a person goes through, at least in the first few days. But then the body begins to operate on its reserves. But at a time when the body begins to stop drawing off of reserves, but begins to start actually eating away at the muscle, it's during those times that the hunger returns, and it returns with a vengeance. Well, I think this is probably where Christ was. The Bible says, "And afterward, he was unhungered." Can I say it this way? When the Lord Jesus was the weakest he could possibly be in this human body, like our body, yet without sin, that's when he was taken on, or that's when he took on the devil there in the wilderness. And I'm glad that he was tempted at all points like as we are, but the Bible goes on to say, yet without sin. And I'm glad to say that the Lord Jesus Christ conquered the sin and the temptation of the devil in a body like our bodies, and yet made after the image and likeness of the first Adam. Father, I pray you'd help us today to be resistant to the temptation that comes our way in the likeness of Christ, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.